You're listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the four Gospels. An opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Hello and welcome to Friday's Foundations podcast. It has been great to be sharing some reflections on Luke this week. Next week, the Reverend Dr. Alan Ward takes on the podcast. Let me remind us of some context, though, of what has been going on in the bigger story of Luke's Gospel. We're just going to pan out for the moment, like a drone hovering high over the book of Luke, so we can see the bigger picture again, and then we will zoom in on today's Bible reading. Way back in chapter 9 in Luke, Jesus said that he had set his face to go to Jerusalem. Luke 9, verse 51. That was 9 chapters ago, 3 weeks ago. Since then, we've heard some amazing reflections from Casey, from Liam, and from Helen as we've discussed the things that Jesus said and did on this journey towards Jerusalem. Jesus has been reshaping our vision of God and what it means to live a God-honoring life. And Jesus will soon be arriving in Jerusalem. That'll happen next week, and the story will go on from there. In our Bible reading today, as the journey to Jerusalem it kind of comes to an end, Jesus tells 3 stories. One about a persistent widow, one about a Pharisee and a tax collector, and one about little children. All of these stories are brilliant in their own right, and we'll hear them read at the end of this podcast. They may be really familiar to people listening today. However, I'm going to pull out one simple thing from them for us to consider today. And it's around the idea of citizenship. It's a hot topic in the news at the moment, and it has been for the past 2 years through the Brexit conversations and the desperate scramble to see if we have any Irish heritage through our grandparents so we can get dual citizenship before they change the rules. Even just this week, with the once East London schoolgirl who travelled to Syria to join IS, we've read that she's had her citizenship revoked. And as complicated and varied the conversation might be around these things happening in the UK, it does call into question things around identity and a common way of life and values. The Bible has so much to add to these very modern situations. And very simply, we're going to be reminded about 2 simple truths around the one idea of citizenship. Firstly, we are all children of God. As it says in the book of Romans, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons and daughters of God. You may remember the words from your own baptism or from a friend's that you've been and attended. We often declare our faith by saying we are children of the same Heavenly Father. This is our heavenly identity. And because of this identity, we are citizens of the kingdom of God. Jesus says this about children and the kingdom in today's Bible passage. This is from verse 15. People were bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. And when the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." There is something about embracing our identity as children of the Father that gives us access to the ways of God and the things of heaven. Secondly, we are sinners saved by grace. Again, from the book of Romans, this is how God demonstrated his love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In the second parable today, the one of the tax collector and the Pharisee, one of the people stands before God, and in prayer, he begins to give thanks, while the other stands at a distance and watches. The pious man prays, "God, I thank you, I'm not like the other people, the robbers, the evildoers, the adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give a tenth of everything that I get." He says, "Amen." And confident in his own righteousness, he leaves the place of prayer. The other man, unable to look up to heaven, says in verse 13, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And it goes on to explain that in the upside down kingdom, it is he, the one who humbled himself, that gets exalted. I read online a quote by Timothy Keller this week that makes this point clearer than I ever could. He says, "To assume that being saved by faith means that God will love us because of the depth of our repentance is to subtly make ourselves our own saviour rather than Jesus. It is not the amount of faith, but the object of our faith that saves us. We are sinners caught up in the person of Jesus. In faith, by grace, we're saved. And to our surprise, we're brought into the family home and pronounced children of God. And our family inheritance is the kingdom of God. That will one day come in full, but we can see in part today. All these ideas we've been exploring this week, and I hope today's Bible reading and podcast has taken a new perspective to bring these truths alive again. They're simple, but they're so transformative. How might this change the way that I walk with Jesus today? Well, for me, I hope that I walk a little bit taller, knowing I'm a child of God. My identity is secure, and no one can take that away. But I also hope, paradoxically, to grow in humility. It's not my good deeds or my faith that has saved me, but the person of Jesus. And I hope that this truth keeps my ego in check today. Take some time to ask the question, what's God saying to you today? In a moment, we'll pray together that we grow in both confidence and humility. Let's pray. God, thank you for this broad story that Luke gives us of Jesus. Would it continue to reshape our vision of God and what it means to live a God-honoring life? Grow us in confidence and humility. Amen. Luke 18, verses 1 to 17, the parable of the persistent widow. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and to not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God or cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but he finally said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? To some who are confident of their own righteousness and look down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like the other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all that I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. And when the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.